Brothers and sisters, it's good to be back again. It's great to come around the table and remember the Lord the way we'll be doing in some way. And it's a real blessing. But I don't know about being up here, like, you know. But anyway, we'll leave it to the Lord, and we pray that they undertake for us at this time. Just a wee bow our heads, just a wee short prayer. Give thanks to the Lord. Father, we give you thanks and we praise you again for our gathering. And we pray, Father, that you'll take your word and use it to your glory, praise, and honour. Yes. That we'll all be challenged, Lord, and for those that may be listening in, Father, that we may know thee not, Lord, that they'll come to know thee. Through what's been said, Lord. And also, Father, for those that are maybe going cold, Father, or walking from afar, we pray that, Lord, you'd maybe speak to them as well. So now we leave it in your hands, Father, because we can do nothing by ourselves, Lord, and we need you, Lord, to help us. By thy Spirit, we commit it to you in the Saviour's love and precious name. Amen. We'll be taking a reading. You can find the page from Luke chapter 1. I'm just getting myself sorted out here. We were thinking this morning, during the week, what we could say to encourage us and to glorify our Lord and Saviour. And we know, we were talking this morning about division, and sadly, sin divides us from our God. And it's the only way we can get back is by the precious blood. And man at the present time has no desire in any way because they enjoy their sin. And let's face it, we all enjoyed our sin at the time. And we think we were enjoying ourselves, but we weren't. All we were doing was digging a hole deep enough to get us into it, and we're never going to get out of it. And so we're here this morning to give thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. That's who we're here to glorify this morning. Nobody else. We're not here to glorify a man or men or anything. We're here to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I was sitting looking at the chorus book there. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. Man, we used to sing that to the young ones. Eh? Oh, wonderful love. So high, you can't get over it. So low, you can't get under it. And so wide, you can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love. And so, he is wonderful. The Lord Jesus Christ is wonderful. And yet his name is hated and despised and rejected. People want to forget all about him. They don't want to know anything about him. And his name is used at times as a swear word for mankind. In Isaiah chapter 1, chapter 9, at verse 6, it says this, and we'll all note here, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name, it's the name. And his name shall be called Wonderful. And he is wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. We were singing about it. He's wonderful for what he done for us. He's a wonderful. He's a counselor. He's the mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. He is the mighty King. He is master of everything. His name is wonderful. And so it is. Because we were talking about division this morning. What a division it is. When men and mankind can take him and the gift that he's given, and yet they're not taken. Only the few. You know, I was thinking about the names. The names that we give our children today. Some real queer names, aren't they? We give our children. It's not that my generation, where you be called after your father, or after your uncle, or after your granny, and after your mother, all down, or aunties and things like that. But the names that was called in the days of the Lord were entirely different. And that's why his name is so wonderful. I have a book in the house. Matter of fact, I don't have it in the house. I've got it with me. And the book is The Wonderful Names of Our Wonderful Lord. I'm taking one out of it this morning. And it's in Genesis. And it's in Genesis 49, verse 10. And the scripture is, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall be the garden of the people be. So happens that this wee hall is called Shiloh. And it says, it gives a wee verse or two here, and I'll read it out to you. Israel must walk in the darkness under the law, until the years may seem eternity. But Shiloh shall come at last in peace. And has Shiloh come to thee? I'm asking you this morning, have you come to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation? Because that's what Shiloh means. Shiloh means peacemaker. Peacemaker is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And it says, has the peace which passeth understanding, the peace that is made and entered into thy soul, for a child shall come and conquer every foe that could harass thee, and stand today offering that peace that he made that passes knowledge. Has thou received it? We have received it. We received the Lord Jesus Christ as a sinner, condemned and unclean. We took him at his word. How shall I come in vain for thee? All you have to do is take him. So it's the names. And this book gives the wonderful names of our Lord and Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the book gives you 365 names. One name for every day of the year. Isn't that wonderful? Is the name above all names. His name is above all things. Whatever knee shall bow and confess that he is Lord. Is that not wonderful, brothers and sisters, this morning? Or to you that are looking in. Wonderful titles. One for every day of the year. And while I was reading that, I was thinking of the Scotsman that was asked what they were calling the wee baby that was just born. And he says to his mate, he says, we're calling him Nathan. His mate says to him, you can't call him Nathan, you have to call him something. And he's wonderful, the Lord Jesus Christ. Although Nathan means a giver. But brothers and sisters, this morning, there's something about that name to each and every one of us. Proverbs tells us in 22, verse 1, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. It's also told in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1, a good name is better than precious ointment. And so it is. See, scripture reading, a name means a lot. Samuel's got a Bible name. And so is Ruth. So is Mary. I don't know about Jordy and Sadie, but they may be there. Is there?
Sarah.
Sarah. There you are. Well, Jordy, I don't know. You're the odd man out.
I am the odd man.
But David means beloved. But that doesn't matter. The name that we're talking about this morning is that name that's above all names. What name it is. It's him here we're going to talk about this morning. Luke chapter 1, please. Coming in at verse 26, please. Luke 1, verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail thou art favoured, thou art highly favoured, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Now he said, you're blessed among women. He didn't say you're blessed above women. blessed among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. And he cast her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favour with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name, here it is, Jesus. Some name in it. The name that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he's Lord in heaven and in earth and below the earth. Every knee shall bow and confess. And he shall be great and shall be called the sons of the highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and all his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also shall the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Brothers and sisters, what a name it is. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, I want you to come with me. We're going for a wee trip now. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. We'll come in at verse 10 of Acts chapter 4, verse 12 is the main verse, but we'll come in at verse 10. Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by that name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is any salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. It doesn't matter who they are, how great they are, or how wee they are. And there have been some great men in the times and years gone by. But there's no other name like this name. This name, this man left the splendors of heaven, knowing his destiny, came into this world and went about the Father's business. Not my will, he says to the Father, but thy will be done. He came to do a job. He came to do a work. He saved mankind. Because it says there, this is the stone which the set at naught of you builders became the corner, the head of the corner. He was rejected. You can't build a building unless you've got a cornerstone. The building would all go at the fall apart. This is the foundation of salvation. For by grace we are saved through faith, is not of ourselves the gift of God, nor of works, lest any man should boast. Not only boast about this morning, it's him, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Jesus means Saviour. Jesus also means Jehovah is salvation. This is why I'm trying to get what's in a name. Doesn't matter about our names, what it means. It's what these names mean. And this is the only name that's any good to us. See, Christ means the anointed, the Messiah. Philippians chapter 2, please. Epistle to the Philippians chapter 2, please. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, though it thought it not robbery to be equal to God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name. There it's again, brothers and sisters, above every name. Not a name counts, only this name. And you can put any name you want out, but this is the only name it saves. Nobody else can save you. Your minister can't save you. Your pastor can't save you. Your priest can't save you. Nobody can save you. Only him. The Lord Jesus Christ. And don't you listen to any man that does tell you it's different. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. And being found in the fashion of a man, humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of a cross. Wherefore, God has also highly exalted to him and gave him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, Jehovah is salvation. Brothers and sisters, this morning we've got it. We're talking about division this morning. We're not divided. We're in Christ this morning. If any man be in Christ, in a new creation, all things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Oh, what a Savior we have this morning, brothers and sisters. What a Savior we have, that the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Are you confessing this morning, if you're listening in, friend? Are you confessing that you're a sinner before God this morning? Before the Lord Jesus Christ? Because that's the only way you're going to get saved. It has to be Him. Because He'll be judging you. It has to be Him. The Lord of glory. Oh, brothers, it's mighty, isn't it? It's marvellous. In Matthew chapter 18, you don't need to go, I'll say what I have to say before. We won't go there. Come on, Matthew 18. We all know it well here, anyway. Matthew 18, verse 20. I'll come in at verse 19. Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth and touch at anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where the two or three are gathered together in my name, there it's again, it has to be his name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Any other name doesn't matter, doesn't count. It's his name. There am I in the midst of them. There am I. You know where we're going now? We're going to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. Just to get the connection again, come in at verse 10 of Exodus chapter 3. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. What were there this morning? And Moses said unto God, who am I? Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. And when I have brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, that the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am that has sent me unto you. That name is the same name we're talking about. I am that I am. Exodus chapter 6. We'll come in at verse 2. And God spoke unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham and unto Isaac and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by my name, Jehovah, was I not known to them. There's no other name above heaven and earth. This is the same man. What a saviour we have, brothers and sisters, this morning. God manifested in flesh. And even saints are not taking it serious as well who this is. Because if we were, we would be fearful. Saints nowadays are not fearful the way we should be about this name, about this person who gave his life a ransom price for you and for me. Jesus the Saviour, His salvation. Jehovah. Abraham called that name Jehovah Jireh. And it means Jehovah will see or provide. And he did provide. Because he divided the offering. Instead of Isaac, he provided the offering that was in the bush. Jehovah Jireh. Moses calls that name Jehovah Nasser. Jehovah is my banner. The name was given by Moses to an altar erected on the hill. Remember, he had to hold up his arms and once he dropped the hand, one side, one, and then he had to put it back up again. And the battle was against the Amalekites. Jehovah is my banner. And what about Gideon? Gideon called him Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah has peace. It's a name given by Gideon to the altar for delivering Israel from the Midianites. It's the same name. And Ezekiel gives the name of Jehovah Shaman, man. Jehovah is there. There's a vision he's seen about the millennium in Ezekiel 48, verse 35. But brothers and sisters, there's another name. There's another name, Jehovah Sekenyeh. We often say it. Once I was a stranger from God and for grace. I knew not the danger. And so we didn't. And there's out there, you don't know the danger, but you've no excuse now. Because you've been told about it. Jehovah Sekenyeh. Jehovah our righteousness. We have no righteousness of our own. We're His righteousness this morning. Man, we could go on and we could go on and we could go on. That name, it's so wonderful, brothers and sisters. Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, great men of God. But there's a name above that name. They had known God as El Shaddai, the Almighty. And they were known as Yahweh Adonai, which was God, where God is called my Lord Jehovah. This is fantastic, this. This is wonderful. His name shall be Jesus. All will I say that, and they die for me. From condemnation, set me free. Brothers and sisters, we're so much to thank Him for Him. And we do it. We all do it. We fail them. And we'll let them down. And thought and deed and mind and all. We all let them down. But He loves us. And He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. Oh yes, my Lord Jehovah. So friend, the wonderful names of Jesus the Saviour. Jehovah is salvation. And then Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one. Philippians 2 and 9. It's wonderful, isn't it? The name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. Heaven, the earth, and under the earth. But friends, this morning, there's no escape. Everybody, it's all. In Matthew chapter 16, I'd like you to come back. Matthew 16:13-28. And when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I am? That I, the Son..." Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, and others say Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He says unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but by my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the heaven, whatever thou shalt bind on earth shalt be bound in heaven, and whosoever shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." There's no other name. There's no other name. I read during the week there about a brother, and he mentioned some of these here, and I'm going to do it very quickly. In John 10:28, it tells us this: "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." In Revelation 1 and 18 it says, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and death." In Acts 2 and 14, the Jews at Pentecost. In Acts 10 and 28, the Gentiles at Cornelius' house. "Showeth me that I should not call any man unclean." That's what Peter said. The Lord, remember the tablecloth to come down with all the unclean things on it. In Acts 15:17, "By my mouth should hear the words of the gospel and believe." That's all we have to do. When I read that there, it says there's a bit, does the promise that Peter could bind and loose mean that he was given the power to forgive sin and absolve sinners? He says this, such is the idea of derogatory to Christ's special offer as a great high priest. An apostle never used this power but always referred men to Christ. The true meaning of the promise appears to be that Peter and his fellow apostles were to be specially commissioned to teach with authority the way of salvation. They were to declare the authority where sins were forgiven, that they inspired to lay down the rules and regulations for the guidance of the church on the disputed questions. The decision of the Council of Jerusalem is such an event. Acts 15, verse 19. There is no other name, and no they can save, only the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter didn't get the keys of heaven. He opened the doors. And he opened the door. The key was the gospel. Nothing else. Where other places were trying to put. Brothers and sisters, this morning, what a Savior we have this morning. He's the only Savior that we have. If any man comes saying any other or preaching any other gospel, chase him. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And him it cometh to me, and I'll no wise cast out. He'll not cast you out. It doesn't matter how low you are, how rotten you are. There's no other name under heaven and earth by which we must be saved. His only name, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Saviour. Yes. Murray McShane had it right when he wrote it, innit, didn't he? I once was a stranger to grace and to God. I knew not my danger, I felt not my load. Though friends spoke on rapture of Christ on the tree, Jehovah, Zekenya, meant nothing to me. But look at the last verse. My terrors all vanish before the sweet name. My guilty fears vanished, and boldness I came to drink at the fountain, life given and free. Jehovah Zekenya is heaven to me and to you. And you can have him if you want to take him. May the Lord bless the reading of his precious word this morning. Father, we give you thanks and we praise you again for our time. May you get the glory and praise and honor, and we'll leave it to you and in thy hands. Thank you for our time this morning around the table. Thank you for your word. It's your word. May I get the glory, praise and honour. Take us from this place, Father. Take us to your home in safety. Let nothing befall us by the way. We give you thanks in the lovely name. In the name of every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. Amen.